A new jail standards law is in effect in Oklahoma. A renewed investigation into an indigenous woman's death. And it rained so much in April, a new weather record was set in Oklahoma City. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, May 1st. I'm Deborah Schar. A new state law mandates yearly inspections and minimum safety standards for county detention centers. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the law also allows jails to request a waiver from health department visits.
The law known as the Jail Standards Act was one of the first signed by Governor Kevin Stitt this year. It goes into effect immediately. The law says all detention centers must meet minimum health and safety requirements and are subject to an annual inspection by the State Department of Health. But that's not entirely new. Oklahoma has been conducting yearly jail inspections since the 1970s. What is new is jails can now request a temporary waiver to delay or avoid a visit. Counties, cities, or public trusts running the jails can ask for a waiver in cases of hardship, like natural disaster or other emergencies. And while the law gives examples, it doesn't limit the reasons a waiver could be granted. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
In 2024, state inspectors ruled 51 of the 65 county jails they visited were not in substantial compliance with the security, healthcare, sanitary, and living conditions requirements laid out in state law. Specialized criminal investigators are taking another look at the 2016 death of a Choctaw mother. Emily Morgan was 23 when she and her best friend were shot to death in McAllister. The investigation lost momentum after police could not identify the killer. Kim Merriman is Morgan's mother.
I was extraordinarily happy for Gabby Petito's family that they had the help that they had. But for mothers like me, it was infuriating because the whole nation came together for this, you know, little blonde-headed, blue-eyed beauty. And I've had to fight the public ever since my daughter was killed.
Now Morgan's case is garnering interest from the Missing and Murdered Unit of the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the VDOC Society, an elite group of criminal investigators. Morgan's case is the first Native American case to be presented to the VDOC Society, an invite-only investigative organization. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday in the Oklahoma Charter School Board versus Drummond case. The hearing will decide if the state can establish the nation's first publicly funded religious school. State Impact's Beth Wallace has this recap.
The main issue in the case is whether charter schools are public schools. If they are public schools, State Attorney General Gettner Drummond's side says they are subject to laws that prevent them from receiving public money to teach religion as truth. The other side represents the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School and the Charter School Board that approved its contract. It says charter schools act as private government contractors, giving them a right to the free exercise of religion. Here's Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Our cases have made very clear, and I think those are some of the most important cases we've had, of saying you can't treat religious people and religious institutions and religious speech as second class in the United States. And when you have a program that's open to all comers except religion, no, we can't do that. We can do everything else. That seems like rank discrimination against religion. And that's the concern that I think you need to deal with here.
Because Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from the case, the decision will likely hinge on the opinion of Chief Justice John Roberts. If the court delivers a 4-4 decision this summer, the previous ruling from the Oklahoma Supreme Court will stand, which declared St. Isidore's contract with the state to be unconstitutional. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Meteorologists say Oklahoma City set a record for the wettest April after receiving more than a foot of rain. Grayson Wheeler reports.
By Wednesday afternoon, the climate station at Will Rogers International Airport had received 12.55 inches of rain, beating the city's 1947 record of just under 1 foot. It's one of the National Weather Service in Norman's three climate sites. The measurement stations at Lawton and Wichita Falls also broke April rainfall records this year. A series of storm systems brought above-average rainfall and flooding issues across most of the state. It's been a period of weather extremes for Oklahoma, after 2024 saw the state break records for driest October, wettest November, hottest year, and most tornadoes. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
At least 8 people died in April as a result of flooding on Oklahoma roadways. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.